Homily for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, St. Mary's Church, Grand Forks, August 28th, 2022. O Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. Country singer Mac Davis had a top 10 hit with that song in 1980. As a small child who, while helping with chores in the barn, heard that song blaring from the old AM radio seemingly every single day, I couldn't resist singing the catchy tune as I walked around. The next line in that chorus is especially memorable. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. I suppose my parents were embarrassed about this. They probably thought to themselves, we have to teach this kid about humility. My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. We hear this in today's first reading and tell ourselves, yes, I know exactly what humility is about. But do we really? Sometimes we call certain behaviors humility, which are neither humble nor even virtuous. One example is false modesty. Another is the fear of being vulnerable to how others will judge our actions. Do we find ourselves saying that we cannot do a certain task, using the excuse that it's important to us to act humbly, when we know that with God's help we can? I'd like to look at the specific issue of stewardship in our parish community. Every year at this time, we invite our brothers and sisters to take a leap of faith, so to speak, and be more engaged. For some of you, there may be valid reasons why you're unable to step forward in more active roles, and I can appreciate that. But for many others, those excuses are just that, excuses. They're simply not true, because deep down, we know that we have God-given gifts to share. Our dishonesty does neither ourselves nor our friends any favors. As we are about to turn the calendar page to September, we are now in a busier time of year in our parishes. Everything that we do around here, no matter how well it may be working right now, needs your help in order to work even better. As your pastor, I ask for your help in specific areas, not because I enjoy nagging you, but because I refuse to underestimate your ability and your potential. There is a stewardship prayer that many churches use in some form. I wanted to share a version of this prayer with you. Dear Jesus, help me understand that my parish is composed of people like me. I help make it what it is. It will be friendly if I am. Its pews will be filled if I help fill them. It will do great work if I work. It will be prayerful if I pray. It will make generous gifts to many causes if I am a generous giver. It will bring others into worship if I invite and bring them in. It will be a place of loyalty and love, of fearlessness and faith, of compassion, charity, and mercy, if I, who help make it what it is, am filled with these things. Therefore, dear Jesus, I ask you for the grace I need to dedicate myself to the task of being the things that I want my parish to be. Amen. So now that we've looked at what humility is not, let's talk about what humility actually is. Jesus teaches a lesson on the virtue of humility in today's gospel with a simple and practical example. Who wants to be the one humiliated after the host has to ask us to move away from the head table? Of course, it's better to stay back in a more obscure spot, allowing someone else to seat us in a place of honor, rather than jockeying for that spot ourselves. But Jesus is talking about something more than avoiding looking foolish in a public setting. His message is a spiritual one, which goes beyond the practical realm. I should mention as we start here that the term humility is derived from the Latin word humus, which means the ground or the earth. Dirt has nothing to brag about, but it is the source from which everything grows. The soil exists to make the whole ecosystem possible. So should the humble person lift up the concerns of those around them and improve their plight, remembering that heaven is the intended home for all of us. One characteristic of holy humility is our disregard of attention or praise. The accolades that we receive can disappear as quickly as they come. If we work only for the accolades, we will not be grounded in anything. Every parent learns that lesson when stubborn children lash out at them. Humble people stand firm. They are able to do the right thing for the right reason, even if others pressure them to go the wrong way. Another characteristic is our eagerness to give due credit to God first of all. The humble person is the first to say that God is the one in charge. Humble people are strong and confident, but they attribute the source of that strength and confidence to God. Here is one way I personally try to grow in this area. When someone pays me a compliment, I don't immediately say, "No, I think you're mistaken." Instead, I try to say something like, "Thank the Holy Spirit," or "Praise the Lord." On the flip side, when someone calls me on the carpet for a mistake I made, I regret it and own up to it. But I'm not completely shattered, as though I have no recourse. In those instances, God gives me the help that I need to grow. Closely related to this is an understanding of the fragility of life. As the saying goes, "There but for the grace of God go I." No matter how comfortably we can arrange our lives, we are not as secure as we think we are, and we're never immune from tragedy. Just ask someone who has lived through a hurricane. Recognizing how precarious our material blessings are leads to solidarity with the less fortunate. Each of us is one accident or childhood illness away from having been the blind, lame, and crippled of whom Jesus spoke in today's gospel. When we work for solidarity with them, they become our brothers and sisters, not outcasts who burden us or of whom we are ashamed. They become equally as deserving of love and God's grace as we are. When Mac Davis sang, "Lord, it's hard to be humble," he implied that humility is entirely up to him. On the contrary, humility is a virtue that comes from God. Humility is not passivity or weakness. The humble person has conviction and assertiveness to spare, but ranks others before himself. Humility is a main ingredient in living a Christian life because Jesus himself embodied humility so well. No one could deny his power. But upon entering the towns and villages of Galilee, he did not storm onto the scene like some comic book superhero. When we conduct ourselves like Christ did, we have firm hope that we will hear him say to us one day, "Friend, come up higher." Amen.